There is not a place in the city of Tucson where you cannot turn and see a mountain. Now, you call them mountains, but when we lived in Fairbanks, Alaska, they changed colors. But it's absolutely amazing to be able to have that view no matter which way you turn. Because the mountains remind you of the strength, the power. God in his creation made these beautiful things for us to look at. And they give us a sense of security from time to time. I would suspect more years ago than it does now, but when you look at those hills, the Rincons or the Catalinas, or the Tucson Mountains, or the Coronados, or the Santa Ritas, they're all around us. When you look at those, you should get the same kind of impression that the psalmist did when he said, I look to the hills. And immediately you begin to think he's going to say something like, boy, that's where I get my strength. But he comes back with a totally opposite answer. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the one who created them, the maker of heaven and earth. I heard on the news last week that our nation has just passed 25 million unemployed people, and a good many of them live in our community and perhaps are members of this congregation. I think about that and I think, wow, we've had reports in recent weeks that the recession is on its way. It's out. It's now being replaced by a little bit of affluence after a bit. You know, and as we look at that, we begin to rest a little more securely. Perhaps there will be something left in my retirement account. And then along comes someone else and says, don't get your hopes up too high. It isn't over yet. And we think about what's going on worldwide. Our nation faces a tremendous threat because of the deployment of troops to Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been watching that war going on and thinking to ourselves, wow. Is there any place where I can really feel secure? Do those mountains that ring our community really give me a place where I can find that strength that I really need? The answer is no, the mountains won't do it. In fact, if you remember when Jesus was confronting the people of his day, he said there's going to come a time when you're going to say to those mountains, fall on us, cover us up, hide us, because the enemy is on his way and we don't want to face him. Today, LWML, those they get to you after a little while, but the Lutheran Women in Mission have chosen as their theme for this special Sunday, I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? And then with that resounding refrain, we say, my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And we say, you've got it right, sisters. That's where it comes from. And yet, how often don't we in our day-to-day life look for strength and security elsewhere? If you listen to any of the infomercials on television, and I have a tendency not to listen to them, but if you listen to them, you'll find cures for absolutely everything. You'll find the answer to your domestic problems. You'll find answers to your financial problems. You'll find answers to your family problems right there. We've got it. And if you send in your payment right now, you'll get it for $19.95 in five equal payments, and we'll ship a Ginzu cleaver with it. And we think, no, that's not really it. The security that we have as a nation has often been considered to be monumental. And yet we watched with our own eyes as our economy crumbled right before us, and each and every one of us was impacted by it. Where does our help come from? From the hills? No, our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And that's the news that we have to get out, because as the second verse of the theme for the LWML has said, our God reigns. A number of years ago, in a little community in the Philippines, my family and I were attending worship service, and one of the other missionaries was preaching. And he began his sermon by saying, I want you to slip off your sandals and look at your feet. Well, in this particular area, you probably wear shoes and socks, and it might be a little more cumbersome, but you know what your feet look like. And when you look at your feet, do you see a thing of beauty? Well, if your feet are like mine, you've got calluses, corns, infected toenails, a lot of scaling skin on the heels. Yeah, they're really not very pleasant. And sometimes after a long day's work, they even stink. But if you listen to those words of Isaiah, he says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who proclaim the good news. And you know what? That takes care of all of those problems with our feet, because what God has said is, I have committed to you the word of reconciliation. You are the ones to announce to the world that our God reigns. And what can our God do for us? Well, let me tell you, without the use of sunscreen, he says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. What a tremendous thing to know, especially when you're living in the sun-baked desert. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And you say, oh yeah? Well, how come it is then that when I went to the doctor asked me to come back again because he suspected there was something else wrong with me. He hadn't been able to detect it in the first examination. Now he wants to go to an MRI and all of those other things that they go through. He wants to test my blood and my urine and everything else about me. If God will keep me from all harm, then why does cancer still strike so frequently? Why does death still intervene so unexpectedly? If God really cares for me, if he will not let me be harmed, then why do I have all of these problems with evil in the world in which I live? And it's kind of hard to figure out a finite answer. Well, we can generalize and say it's because of sin, and that's true, it is. Not specific sins, but the sin in which we live as a people. Or we can point to the fact that we as a nation have gone away from our God. We no longer allow prayer in school. We no longer allow Bibles to be presented without some sort of concern, especially in public areas. And if those of you who are teachers, you remember we can't sing Christmas carols. We have to sing winter songs. Why is it that we can't allow the two tablets of stone to be displayed in public places? There are a lot of why questions that I can't particularly answer. But the words of our psalm continue to haunt me, because God promises, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day nor the moon by night. That God who created the world, that God who brought it all into existence with one word, that God is the one who says, I've got you in the palm of my hand. I will watch over you. I will lead you through your life. He doesn't promise that it's going to be without illness, without the problems that the world infects us with. And sometimes, because of our own stupidity, we fall into those kinds of things. It's not that he will protect us from that, but he will protect us from that harm that will take us from the cross. That group of ladies that we honor today in our congregation here and congregations nationwide is a group of ladies who have seen the need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world in which we live. And they've done it in marvelous and wondrous ways. From the time of their inception, more than 50 years ago, those women have given millions of dollars to the support of missions around the world and to particular projects even in our own area. And as they did that, they didn't write out checks for tens of thousands of dollars. No, each one came with that mighty mite, that little gift of change that's left over. You know, the one that they show on television that some people use to buy insurance? It's those coins that they drop into that little box and then bring as a gift to their Lord. It's through those gifts that we who were on the mission field were able to see the work that we were doing expand and grow because someone was really concerned. And if you looked at their feet, you would find bunions and infected toenails and scales on their heels. But they were beautiful feet because they carried the message of salvation to the world in which we live. Now, I'm not going to ask you to take off your shoes and socks. But later today or this evening as you prepare for bed, when you take them off, take a moment to look down at your feet. You'll probably laugh and say, there's no beauty there. But that's all right. Because if you look at those feet and then examine the heart of the one who lives in those feet or on those feet and recognize that the concern you have for the world in which you live, the concern you have for the people who surround you here in Vail, the concern you have for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of them, to let them know that when he died for all, then you will begin to see a beauty in your feet that even your podiatrist can't see. It's a beauty that God gives you, a beauty that comes from being concerned about a world that's going to hell. A beauty that is so filled with a desire to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ into our world that they take even that petty change and throw it into a little box and bring their mites to share it with the Lord. Yesterday, my wife and I stopped in a parking lot over at Safeway. We went in and did a little shopping, and then when we came back to the car that had been next to me had gone. But there on the pavement were four shiny copper pennies. Now, they say you can tell the age of a person by whether or not they will reach down and pick them up. The young see 4 cents and say, "Huh." But the seniors, those who have gray hair or no hair, they recognize that even a small penny can do a tremendous amount in sharing that love of God in Christ Jesus. And so Mrs. Hook had that lesson very well prepared. And I hope you listened, because with those mites, we were able to repair the recording equipment in our little studio. And we were able to create a new recording studio in Nigeria. And in the Philippines, we were able to add more and more languages to that list of languages where we sent the Lutheran Hour to be broadcast on radio stations. We had the gospel. We had the good news. And because our God reigns and has given us all of these promises, we have it too. And so in the name of that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one we worship and adore, because of him, look at your feet. And then ask yourself, are they beautiful? Don't tell me. Talk to your Lord and share it with him. And if you don't think they're beautiful enough, you're the only one on this earth that can do anything about it. And may God bless your heart as you seek to carry out that command that Jesus has given us. Go in peace. And bless our Lord.